We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph at the end of the line of Rav Chiya. We will continue discussing the sugya of Machshirei Mila, that we had Rabbi Eliezer Shita in our Mishnah, that he says that not only is Mila Deicha Shabbos, they're allowed to actually do the Mila, the Bris Mila, but you're even allowed to do the machshirim. You're allowed to bring the knife over through Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to cut wood in order to make the knife. You're allowed to do all that, letzarech the mila, all the machshirim. So the Gemara says, now, what about other mitzvahs? The machshirim are other mitzvahs. Are other mitzvahs mutter also? So zok the Gemara, let's start the Gemara. Kuflam and Alf, I have 10 lines from the top end of the line. Omrav Chia. Ba'ab Omrav Yechanon. Loy l'koil Omer Rabbi Eliezer machshirei mitzvah doichen es haShabbos. Not all machshirei mitzvahs are doichen Shabbos. How do we know that? How do we know Rabbi Eliezer shita is that not all mitzvahs are learned out straight out of Mila? Sharei shtei alechem choyves hayoyim heim. The din of shtei alechem, which is on Shavuos, they bring two menachos that are called the shtei alechem. This is chametz, actually. One of the only menachos that are chametz. And it's the first mincha from the wheat. It's called the shtei alechem. Bring it on Shavuos. And it's doicha Shavuos. You bring it on Shavuos. It's choyves hayoyim heim. Lomdom Rav Eliezer lom gzer shava. And the shayla is, could you bake it on Shabbos? Could you bake it on Shabbos? Because baking is aser, and it's only machshirim. Could you bake it on Shabbos? So it's mevuyah that Rav Eliezer needed a gzer shava for that. So you see, it's not so pasha that all machshirei mitzvah are doicha Shabbos unless you have a special limud. So loy l'chol Rav Eliezer machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos shrei shtei alechem chayves yoyim heim loy lom dam Rav Eliezer lom gzer shava. He only learned that on gzer shava. The time he learned in a brisa. Rav Eliezer emem nayin l'machshir shtei alechem shdoicha nesa Shabbos. How do you know that the machshir shtei alechem, which would mean to bake the lechem, is, I know, or even more than that, cutting the wheat also, anything that's machshirim, hey, you know, that's deicha Shabbos. Nema hava ba'omer, it says hava ba'omer, nema hava b'shtei alechem, it says hava b'shtei alechem. Omer is talking about the mincha se'omer that's brought on Pesach, made out of se'orim. So there also, they have to cut the omer. And the lach is, you let it cut the oimer on Yontif or on Shabbos, you let it cut the oimer because it's a mitzvah, even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So just like what oimer, we know from the first apostate, which says, b'charosh of a kotzer tishbois, and we learn out from there that only reshus is osa on Shabbos, but a mitzvah is mutter, ksiris oimer is mutter. And there it says, hava amur ba'imer. It says, hava ba'imer, v'anema hava b'shtei alechem, ma hava amur ba'imer, machshirim, v'deichin es haShabbos, just like ba'imer. The machshirim adoicha Shabbos. Af avam amura v'shtei alechem machshirim adoicha es haShabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer, see from the Braisa, needs a gzeres shava. He needs a gzeres shava hava hava. So since you see, you need a gzeres shava. You see, it's not so poshut that machshirim adoicha Shabbos without a special limud. Now the Gemara goes into this limud of hava hava. The Gemara says mufni. It must be that this gzeres shava is mufna. Mufna means that both words or one of those words are extra. Because on one hand, you could say gzeres shava, even both words are needed for those parashas, but maybe if they have the same word, you can make still gzeres shava, one word to another word. But there's another thing that has to be mufna. What's the difference is mufna, if it's extra or not extra? The difference is, could you make a pircha? The halacha is that gzeres shava, that's not mufna, if it's not extra words, you can make a pircha and shlug up the gzeres shava. And we're saying here we're going to have a pircha really. We're learning out shtei alechem from oimer. So we're saying this gzeres shava has to be from extra words. Mufni. Diloy mufna, ikele mifrach, malo oimer, you can have a pircha. Malo oimer is shkene matza, katsar, kaitza. Oimer is more chamer. The machshirim they are more chamer. Why? Because halacha is oimer. Let's say you find cut oimer ready, cut barley, you can't use it for the mincha. You have to cut it lishma. If you found wheat already, it's not a problem to. If you found wheat cut already, it's not a problem to use it. So it's not as. The mitzvah is not as lishma as oimer. So there will be a pircha. Maybe dafka oimer, which needs a ksira lishma, is deicha Shabbos. But who said shtei lechem is deicha Shabbos? So it must be that this gzeres shava is mufna, comes from extra words. So Gemara la, you're right, afnu ya mufna, it is extra. Mechti, ksiva says in the pasuk, va'aveisem is oimer reish ksira chem alakoyen. It says, you know, bring the oimer reish ksira chem alakoyen. V'yom ha'viyachem lomali, what do you need the word v'yom ha'viyachem? We already had the word va'aveisem, what do you need v'yom ha'viyachem? Shema aminola afnu ya. it's coming to say, it's fine enough that it's extra, and then you can use that for Gzeres Shava. So the Gemara asks, Vakati mufna matzal echadu. L'chari, it's only mufna one side. V'shemil ha-Reliezer, Reliezer himself holds, the Avah mufna matzal echadu made the Meshivim. The loch is, if it's only one of those words, of the two words of Gzeres Shava are extra, you still can make a pircha according to Rabbi Reliezer. That's Rabbi Reliezer's shita. That a mufna matzad echad, if it's only one of the words of the Gzeres Shava extra, you can still make a pircha. So here again, how do you learn now to shtei lechem from Eimer? We have a pircha. Eimer is mochamer because you need kaitz l'shma. So how do you learn out? Zok the Gemara, the word hava by shtei lechem is extra also because taviu ribuyuhu. You have a word taviu, an extra word taviu by shtei lechem, and since you have a word extra taviu, that word is extra. You can make Gzeres Shava hava. Akapanim, that's the first part of the Gemara Mark is a klal, that not for everything did Rabbi Eliezer say, Machshir Mitech HaShabbos, what's the Raya? You see, you need a special limud. If you see, you need a special limud, it must be that you don't just learn everything out of Mila, you don't just learn everything out of Mila that's Mitech HaShabbos. Yeah, every mitzvah has its own Shakavataria if Machshirim of that mitzvah is Mitech HaShabbos. Now, it sounds like Rabbi Chiyah is saying, that there are cases where Rav Eliezer will hold that the Machshirei Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara is trying to say, where do we find it? We're trying to exclude something. So which mitzvah are we referring to that Vir Taka, the Machshirei Mitzvah, are not Doicha Shabbos? Lemute Mai, what are we coming to exclude? Ile Lemute Lulav, maybe you're telling me that by Lulav, if you didn't cut down your Lulav before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, and it's Shabbos, and Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut it. But Tanya, so you let it cut or not? Maybe that's where Rav Leah say there's no machshir in mitzvah. Tanya, lulav v'chol machshir of derechnas Shabbos. The Brisa says the Rav Leah. The Brisa says that according to Rav Leah, Rav Leah speaks that klar that lulav you could be over Shabbos for the machshirim of the lulav. So it can't be my that. Of course, we're talking about the lulav v'shabbos beis hamikdash. That there was the Brisa, not now, but. Then lulav was derech Shabbos. These days we don't even shake the lulav on Shabbos. I'll say gzera the rabbi might carry it. We're talking about the first day is the Raisa or Sochustar. We're talking about the first day that's the Raisa in the times when they used to shake Lulav on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you even let it be Deich Shabbos for the Machshirim. Velo, Lemute, Sukkah. Maybe it's coming to exclude Sukkah. But Tanya was a Raisa. Sukkah, Bechor Machshir, Deich Shabbos. Even for Sukkah. You let it cut down the Schach to make a Sukkah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even though it's only Machshirim. Velo, Lemute, Matzah. Maybe it's going to exclude Matzah. Vatanya matzah v'chol machshirah derech Shabbos. The Rabbi Eliezer, let's hold even matzah. You let it cut down the wheat for matzah and grind the wheat for matzah. Could let all the machshirim for matzah. Ve'elol with the shayfer. Maybe it's coming to exclude shayfer. Vatanya shayfer v'chol machshirah derech Shabbos. Same thing. Shayfer also all the machshirim. Let it cut off the ram on Shabbos in order to blow the shayfer. The Rabbi Eliezer. So we're still shvel. We're still not sure now which mitzvah, or we're calling lafuke, that the machshirim of that mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. Which one? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Lamute Tzitzis L'Talisoi U'Mezuzo L'Pischoi. We're coming to lafuke, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the mitzvah tzitzis is to wear a talis with tzitzis. You're not allowed to put the tzitzis onto the talis on Shabbos, and be over the Isser of Kshira. You can't do that, and you can't put a mezuzah on your house on Shabbos, and be over the Isser of Boina on Shabbos. Now I'll do that. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah. And by Mitzvah, Titzis, Mitzvah, you cannot do that. Tanya Namahachi. What?
I didn't know that
the
main two things, but you only
did my one. No, it's not a Miyat and a Pasuk here. It's not a Pasuk. We're saying these two things don't have, Rav Eliezer never said, he had Machshirim. All the places we had Brises that showed it. And we'll see the Gemara has Limudim. These two things don't have Limudim. And we have a brisa that says Rav Eliezer's moida, Tayin Amahachi. It's not like a drasha in the Torah. We're saying here we don't have limudim for these things. Tayin Amahachi. V'shavim she'imtzayit tilasoi talisoi. If someone makes tzitzis on Shabbos, both Rav Eliezer will agree. If someone makes tzitzis on Shabbos, for also mezuzah l'pischo, he makes a mezuzah on his house on Shabbos. Shuchayev that yechayev. According to Rav Eliezer, yechayev. My time. What's the reason? Om Rav Yosef, basically my time means, why don't we learn out from the other things? Om Rav Yosef, Yishein Kavu Elohem Zman. Tzitzis and Mezuzah don't have a Zman. So don't have a Zman, you do it tomorrow, don't do it today. Omle Abaya, Adaraba. I'll tell you the opposite svara. I mean, the ain't kavul on his man, it should be more chomer than the other mitzvahs. Why? Because kol shaita v'shaita is manihu. Every time is this man. So pasuk shat with the Gemara means like this, that any time I'm wearing a beggar with four kanfos, I'm missing the mitzvah. So if I wait till after Shabbos, I lost the 12 hours of my mitzvah the whole time. Or I'm sitting in my house without a mezuzah, I lost 12 hours of my mezuzah. That's the Gemara's kash. If anything, there's no zman to be worse. Because every minute I'm losing another mitzvah. My shame came by the other things, I'm losing a new mitzvah every minute. So since you give mafgir a beggar and the rest of the Shabbos you won't be chayiv, you don't, and you can do it tomorrow. Same thing with mezuzah. You can mafgir a house, you won't be chayiv mezuzah until tomorrow. Therefore, it's not doicha Shabbos. Machshir, not doicha Shabbos. You don't learn all the things that's doicha Shabbos. Rashi over here, just in Zayin to go away, Rashi brings in an interesting thing. Rashi's learned kol shaitiv shaita zmani who means that. Rashi says, even if it's in your chest without tzitzis, even if it's in your drawer without tzitzis, you're over vasei. That's what means kol shaita zimnihu. The problem is, it's a machlokes and menachos if tzitzis is a chayvis gavra or chayvis mana. If it's a chayvis kli, we pass in chayvis gavra. So what does Rashi want with this? So the Mishnah speaking of Rashi, the Rav Kala Milsa, Rashi is saying, the Gemara's kashi even for that man, the Abba del Chayra, it's chayv tzitzis all time, even when it's in the drawer. And the Gemara's tarot says, hol v'yodl afgirim, since you give him afgirit, therefore, even then, even if it's in the drawer, you're not going to be chayv tzitzis, because it's v'yodl to afgirit. And if I carried, if you learned the Gemara's question was, like kipshutai, that it means every time I'm wearing it, I'm chayv tzitzis, so the Gemara just answered, but I don't have to wear it. So that's why Rashi came out that the Ar Gemara is going to come into the Mad Yama holds Chayvus Mana, and the Gemara's kasha was even in the drawer it's Chayv and Tzitzis, and for the Gemara knows it's going to be a Mafgir the Tzitzis the Talis, since they get Mafgir the Talis, therefore it's possible for me not to be Chayv today, and therefore we have no limud there that the Machshirim are Doicha Shabbos.